Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 29th edition of Byers & Company. Political analysis, Jessica Jackson Sloan will join us. The winners and losers of Trump's tax plan. Plus, we'll get to the pet project. Byers & Company starts now.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 29th edition of Byers & Company. We are almost done with the month as tomorrow wraps up the last day of September. And we finally have fall-like conditions as we arrive to work this morning. Very chilly. Going to get up to a high near 77, but back down into the 40s tonight. Finally, in these last couple of days of the month, is it actually feeling like September? We got a lot to get to here today, including a very cool award to a local teacher in the Decatur Public School System. We'll have that teacher, Elizabeth Bartimus, with us, and the gentleman, or I'm sorry, are we not?
Yeah, he's not calling in, no. So that's why I gave you a new schedule.
Okay. A line through it.
Yeah, I wanted you to know he wasn't.
Okay. Plus Mark Topper and Topper on Sports and Michelle. Anyway, all of that coming up a little bit later in the program. Governor Rauner angering people yesterday. Explain this debate to me, Jeff Daly, as you had it in the news. If the federal, the Supreme Court were to overturn Roe v. Wade and it would come back to the states, many people believe constitutionally that's where this argument should be had. Although for years with Roe v. Wade in place, that really hasn't been much of a debate as far as gubernatorial races or others, you know, as far as state law is considered. If I read the Herald and Review headline today, Rauner in reversal angers GOP base. What's going on with this story?
Well, in general, I mean, everybody, the representatives throughout the House are saying that the governor lied to them, basically, saying back in, you know, back earlier in the spring that he would veto it. And then, you know, he reversed course and they're saying he reversed course and said he would now sign it into law. State Representative Bill Mitchell says he's very disappointed. Statement.
Mitchell's disappointed in someone.
Yeah. Mitchell's disappointed in someone. Right.
About lying.
Right.
And reversing their course.
Right. Right. So, but as far as the legislation that you're talking about, if Roe v. Wade was ever overturned, critics were saying that that if that happened, language was in the state or language existed in the state that would outlaw it in Illinois as well.
Why is I understand why this is a debate. I understand why emotion runs high on both sides of this argument. Do we really believe that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned? I mean, is that really a concern?
I do not see it ever happening.
I don't either. And I mean, when you look at the Supreme Court, even if it's stacked with conservative judges, like on health care and other things, does it seem like they've gone out of their way to go like far to the right on any of these decisions that have happened over the last 10, 15, 20 years?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Is there anyone you see on that bench that's going to overturn Roe v. Wade?
No.
Clarence Thomas, John Roberts? I mean, who is it that exactly Gorsuch? I mean, who are we looking at?
There's no one at this point. I mean, and I don't even see if it was stacked even with conservative justices.
By the way, and I'm not arguing for or against. No, I'm just saying I don't think that the willpower is there.
Right. I don't think they have the stomach for it. I think you're exactly right.
So what is the deal? When he was a candidate, Rauner said he would support expanding coverage for abortions. But last April, he said he opposed the idea and said the state should focus on improving the economy. So, I mean, did he really say he was for abortion or not for abortion? Or did he say, hey, that's got nothing to do. We can't decide that one way or the other because of Roe v. Wade. We ought to be, like, putting people to work.
Right. And that seems to be the general House representatives' argument that are upset with him at this point is that, you know, the job that, you know, put the economy back in shape. Don't be spending state dollars help fund this.
Oh, well, Bill Mitchell just voted for a huge tax increase on everyone.
Right.
After promising running on, promising to run on his own self term limits, you know, when he initially ran, and then he would never vote for a tax increase, which is also one of his pledges. So who's the true reversal here? I mean, who does Mitchell have a high horse to stand on in this argument?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, the governor, I have to believe that he looked at it and seriously weighed it. And, you know, not knowing him, you know, or having insight into his mind. But I think, you know, that I think he went back and forth a lot on this issue before finally.
I believe that a woman living with limited financial means should not be put in a position where she has to choose something different than a woman of high income would be able to choose.
Right. Okay.
I don't understand the fervor around this particular debate. I mean, I don't understand why everyone wouldn't just agree to work on having fewer abortions. I mean, I really don't. I mean, pro-life, pro-choice. I don't understand why either side would say, hey, this ought to be the last alternative picked. That we all ought to work on having fewer of these and not more of these. I don't understand the progressive Dems who stand in the dome when they're having one of these, you know, Democratic National Conventions, you know, for the presidency with their thunder balloons and sticks and just go crazy. Like it's something you ought to aspire to. Like everyone just should have as many abortions as possible. I'll never understand that. I mean, I can understand your fervor for a woman's right to do what she wants to do with her body, but we're talking about a human being or the potential of a human being here. I've never understood that. I don't understand the other side. We're like, well, even in rape and incest, are you really serious with this? I mean, that's really your argument that if your wife is raped by a 7-time felon, coming home from work one night, this ought not be an option for her. I mean, I've never understood the fervor on the fringes of all of this.
No, but it's typical of those far extreme reaches of either side of the party. I mean, you know, that's they seize on something that they want to get riled up, and they will be the loudest voices about it.
I get it. I also get why people worry about the slippery slope, and I also get why people think it's taking a life, and I get all of that. Mm-hmm. I don't get why Bill Mitchell gets to stand up after voting for this huge tax increase and on the way out the door taking all this money from these teachers gets to lecture anybody about changing your mind.
Right.
Sorry, you've used up all of those chits. you don't have any more of those.
You're at the table with no cash.
Yeah, you're standing on a high horse that isn't there. That's a phantom horse. And I get why anybody in Springfield at all gets to lecture anybody about changing your mind or going against what you told the voters or promising one thing and then delivering another.
Right.
But yet, that's for 24 hours, this is all this has been. I mean, I feel like the world has been NFL players kneeling or standing and this abortion debate here in Illinois. I don't think the Supreme Court is going to overturn Roe v. Wade in my lifetime. I just really don't.
No, I don't see it happening either.
So we're arguing about rearranging the deck furniture on the Titanic. There are so many more things I would want people arguing and fighting about in Springfield or Washington, D.C. that would put people to work, give people jobs, hopefully give people economic choices where they're not put into these situations.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. You give enough people, you know, enough economic means and lift people up, odds are you might start seeing a decline in the overall numbers of these of abortions
general. But no one's even having that conversation.
No.
The conversation ought to be all about that on every side of this.
Right.
How do we do this less?
Yeah.
You know, this really shouldn't be the first option. How do we make this the last option? And how do we make it less frequent? And then now, all of a sudden, according to the ACLU and all these groups, Governor Rauner's a decent man. Listen to the stories.
Of course he is now.
No, but for weeks and months, they've been calling him the Antichrist.
Right.
These one-issue voters, these one-issue PACs, I just don't understand. Life isn't a one-issue life. When you are going about your business over the however many years you have on this earth, life is never one issue. When does ever in your workplace, in your love life, your home life, your social life, your friends, when is life ever a one issue life?
It's not. But people seize upon something that they're passionate about.
Well, but I mean, are they really, or is this just the way the system works to keep everybody riled up and against each other and choosing sides so we can raise money to put more politicians in office to keep people riled up to choose sides and raise money?
That's an awfully cynical look at it, don't you think?
Is it? I'm a cynical one. This system we have in place and looking at the system is cynical.
No, you're absolutely right.
The system is cynical.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
How many direct mail pieces do you think I got in my email over the last 48 hours asking for money because of this cause?
Mm-hmm.
Using it as a way to get people to put their money where their passion is and their emotions are to continue this cynical political play.
Right. And feeding on it. Mm-hmm. And continuing to feed it.
Yeah.
Rauner, in reversal, angers GOP base. Is that the accurate headline of what happened yesterday? Why don't you tell me what he did? That headline supplies motive and agenda. It doesn't even tell me what was voted. What are we talking about here? He angers the GOP base. The GOP base who sold him under the table and threw him under the bus on the budget? That GOP base? I could give a damn about that GOP base. There's a picture of Bill Mitchell. Interrizzle. What did you just do? And is the GOP base the Republicans in the state legislature, or is the GOP base the voters who listen to their promises and then support them and vote for them and then get let down every single time? What is the GOP base? Am I a part of it? Not anymore. Haven't been for a long time. Will I still vote for Republican candidates? Yes. But I'm not a member of the GOP base because the GOP base doesn't stand for anything. Look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. Is Paul Ryan the GOP base? Is Mitch McConnell the GOP base?
They say they are.
Really? Well, if you look at polls, the GOP voters aren't leaving Trump, but the GOP base is.
Yeah.
So what is the base?
Which is a tiny number compared to the GOP voters.
Right. And if they are upset about it, does anyone care? Is the GOP base the tree that falls in the forest for no one to hear? Does it make a sound? Because I think that's what you're seeing across the land right now. GOP base doesn't matter.
Nope. And it is totally reflected in approval polls.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 77 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows around 46. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 71. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 75 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 49 degrees.
You've got to get to Decatur for Jackson Ford's Red Tag and Ready Sales event. Because their Red Tag and F-150 Focus Fusion, 600 total vehicles. Deeper discounts? Grab the Red Tag. 0%? Just grab the Red Tag. Top tier trade cash? You know what to do. They compete and will beat any other dealer on a new Ford. Plus at JacksonCars.com, you can get credit approved and set your monthly payment. Upside down on your old car? No worries. They'll take it anyway. Now's the time to get deeper discounts, 0%, and top tier trade cash. All you have to do is grab the tag. 600 cars, trucks, and SUVs at incredible Red Tag deals. But it's this month only. Hurry to Deal Country and Decatur, because Jackson Ford's Red Tagged and ready for you. Jackson Ford, 455 East Pershing Road in Decatur, and at JacksonCars.com on select models with approved credit. Negative equity added a new contract based on combined inventory.
Jackson Ford of Decatur, everything you're looking for.
In Decatur and at JacksonCars.com.
Miller Lite, the Decatur Park District, and Neuhoff Media welcome new Illini basketball coach Brad Underwood to Decatur, Sunday, October 8th. It's a special edition of Sport Talk Live from the Hickory Point Golf Club. Listen to secure your free tickets to this exclusive Illini fan experience. Get an opportunity to meet the coach, get autographs, and ask questions in an intimate setting. It's a very special edition of Sport Talk, October 8th, with Illini basketball coach Brad Underwood. Brought to you by Miller Lite, the Decatur Park District, ESPN Decatur, WSOY, and NowDecatur.com. Join Byers & Company Thursday, October 5th, as we broadcast the Community Leaders Breakfast. Brought to you by Hickory Point Bank & Trust, invested in your community. Listen in for featured speaker, Decatur Park District Executive Director Bill Clevenger, and keynote speaker Steve Ford, son of former President Gerald R. Ford. Be inspired. Get engaged. Hickory Point Bank, bringing you the Community Leaders Breakfast only on WSOY Thursday, October 5th, and only on Byers & Company. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, a lot of conjecture about the Trump tax plan. We welcome Jessica Jackson Sloan, political analyst, to the program. Jessica, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Okay. Very confusing at this point, right? Hard to believe what anyone's saying on any side. But do we know who the immediate winners or losers are in all of this?
Well, we know that the immediate losers are the American people, especially those who voted for President Trump. We know that most people who want tax breaks for those in the middle class are not going to get them.
And why is that?
Well, looking at the tax plan, of course, unfortunately, this is a tax plan that's going to provide tax cuts for those who are in the top income brackets. So those who are making the most are going to see the most relief under this tax plan.
Okay, so at the end of the day, if this is passed or pushed through as is, you're saying that most people are in it will not get a tax break. How many will end up paying more?
So the issue is that the middle class is going to end up paying more. And if you look at even the latest polls, Fox did a poll just yesterday that they released that showed that 75% of people wanted to see a tax break for those in the middle class. And unfortunately, they're not going to see it. This is going to benefit those who are in the top 5%, especially people who, like President Trump, are making the most.
All right. What about the difference between low-tax states versus high-tax states? Can you explain that?
Yeah. So the issue there is that, again, those who are making the most are going to see the biggest relief under this tax plan. Unfortunately, there are a lot of programs, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of students out there, students like myself who went to school under the assumption that if we went to school, came out with a certain student plan, we were going to be able to see a tax break. Those are going to be cut. People who bought a house thinking that they were going to get a opportunity to write off mortgage interest are not going to actually have that opportunity. So again, the middle class is going to be paying the most here, and the folks who make the most are going to be getting the biggest tax breaks.
Jessica, some folks like Grover Norquist is saying this is going to be a huge jump to the economy. Why the separation? Why the disconnect? Why the varied opinions out there? I mean, it seems like math is math. Why so many different opinions?
Well, there's always various opinions, right? We all have different ideas about what's going to actually stimulate the economy. And I have great respect for Grover Norquist. He's somebody who I've worked with extensively on criminal justice reform, and believes, has great ideas, but unfortunately disagree with on this topic. I believe this is actually going to hurt most Americans, especially those who voted for the president, felt like they were actually going to see a difference under this president, and are not going to, because this tax plan is only going to benefit those who are the richest in our economy.
All right, Jessica Jask Sloan, we appreciate you being with us here today, part of the Fox News. Do you ever get the feeling some guests don't like getting up in the morning?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's
some coffee.
But, you know, I'm not a morning person by nature, in all fairness. I will cop to the fact that I am not by nature a morning person. Me being in here right now at 6:27 a.m. in the morning, I'm manufacturing all of the energy I can, thanks to Marquee Coffee and a little boost of caffeine, to be energetic and ready to go for you. That's not necessarily my natural state. I would rather stay up late than get up early. That is just always. And do you think, I mean, that's a nature thing, right? I mean, that's the way you're born. That's your DNA. That's not, I mean, you can learn to get up early, but don't you think you're either an early person or a late person by birth?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, what would you describe yourself? Are you an early person or a late person?
Definitely not an early person.
Lindsay's horrible in the morning. She may be the grouchiest human being in the morning that I've ever been around. So we have three people here doing a morning show that is completely against our nature.
Right. But we're here doing it, by God.
Yes, we are. And happy to do so. It's just sometimes we get these guest like topic things and you go to the person and you go, could you have any less energy? I mean, I am trying. What you don't realize, in all fairness to Jessica, is I'm trying to make up for my lack of energy. I don't think I can make up for the lack of both of our energies.
And the problem with that exists as well is that tends to be more of an energy vampire.
Yes, because all she's reminding me of is how tired I am.
Right. It's like, oh God.
Yeah. Oh, you sound exactly like I feel.
Coffee. Here's a coffee.
Not any coffee. Marquee coffee.
Right.
Because the magic is truly in their beans. And the lifeblood of the Buyers and Company program for so many years. Are we ready for October? Halloween is going to be right around the corner. We have not talked about our costumes. However, we are having a costume contest here at Newhoff Media. And we're going to do our United Way kickoff for our campaign here in the fall on Halloween Day. Is it a Monday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken? So are you ready for Halloween? Have you thought about it?
Actually, Halloween is a Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday? Okay. Tuesday. The 31st is right. on a Tuesday. Have you thought about it? You were always the lamest of the three of us on this morning show. You do not participate at all.
Like I've thought about it, please. No.
Well, I'm giving you fair warning. Today is September 29th. You have over a month to anticipate and prepare for Halloween.
Okay. I'll give it a shot.
Between you and Jessica, I'm telling you.
We're
going to take a break. Linda Ronstadt in the news. Yes, I said Linda Ronstadt. Here's news.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Jeff Daly in the newsroom. Fu Yao Glass was recognized yesterday as one of five winners of the 9th Annual Economic Development in Illinois Awards, otherwise known as the EDIES. They honor outstanding economic development projects completed in the calendar year of 2016. Yesterday's awards presentation was held during the Illinois Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting and luncheon in Chicago. They heard remarks from Governor Bruce Rauner and Deputy Governor Leslie Munger. The awards were presented to the recipients who, along with Fu Yao, included Amazon, Target, Zurich Insurance North America, and the Illinois Tollway. David Burkett, president of Fu Yao Glass, said Fu Yao is pleased, honored, and humbled to accept this EDIE Award and join the impressive current and past recipients. Fu Yao invested over $200 million into the former PPG plant, rehabilitating the production line to supply automobile glass for production in the United States and Asia. More news on the way after Fox News covers the world on WSOY Decatur, 6:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump promotes a Republican tax plan today in a speech to the National Association of Manufacturers.
A tax framework must now become a bill. No easy task, Ways and Means Committee Republican Mike Kelly admits.
You get 435 people trying to figure out what's best for the folks that they represent. That's a lot of decision making.
Democrats say the GOP proposal breaks the president's promise that tax reform won't benefit the wealthiest Americans.
Fox's Jared Halpern. No kneeling during the national anthem before last night's Bears-Packers game in Green Bay. The team had asked fans to link arms in the stands.
Both teams on their feet, linking arms on the sidelines, but there was not much linking of arms by the fans in the stands at Lambeau Field, some making it very clear that they were not on board with players taking a knee sweeping across the NFL.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. There's still no concrete plan, but Illinois congressmen are sounding off on the proposed federal tax overhaul. The plan would decrease the number of tax brackets from 7 until 3. Congressman Roddy Davis said the proposal drops the 15% bracket to 12 and the 10% bracket to 0.
And what that does, it puts more money in the pockets of the families in central and southwestern Illinois throughout this country that need it the most.
Davis said another highlight is what the plan would do to the estate tax.
The estate tax would be dead. The death tax would be gone in our framework. And that is something that has to happen. This is double taxation.
If passed, Illinoisans, though, would still have to pay an Illinois estate tax. Aurora area Congressman Bill Foster said in a statement, more details are needed before there can be bipartisan support. In sports, last night, St. Louis Cardinals eliminated from postseason play, losing to the Cubs 2-1 in 11 innings. White Sox rallied for a 5-4 win against the Los Angeles Angels, and it was the Packers converting three turnovers into scores. They beat the Chicago Bears 35-14. A couple programming notes for you for tonight. Sports action here on WSOY. We will have Fighting Illini football as they take on Nebraska. We'll have the pregame coming your way starting at 6. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Our sister station, 95Q, will have your St. Teresa Bulldog football for you. Same time for the pregame, 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Once again, you can catch Bulldog football on 95Q and on the stream at nowdecatur.com. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Worried you're one of the millions whose identity may have been compromised in the recent breach? Be one of the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of threats to your identity, from your personal information appearing on the dark web to payday loans in your name and a wide range of other threats. And if there's a problem, our identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and calls to make to resolve problems. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of identity theft for over a decade. Join starting at $9.99 plus applicable taxes. Signing up online takes only minutes. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK to get 10% off when you enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 77 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 46. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 71. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 75 degrees. It's 47 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There you go. That's the musical version of Marquee Coffee right there. Put a little caffeine into the conversation. It's Friday. We have a ton of Brad Underwood tickets to give away. Now, do we know Brad will be here and not in coughs a week from Sunday?
No.
Well, his assistant coach at Oklahoma State got fired yesterday and was one of the ones that was arrested in this whole big scandal, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm being facetious.
I know.
No, absolutely. But do we really have any idea?
Well,
you say that like Jeff always says everything. It'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
How do you know that? You have sources within the FBI?
No, I don't know. I'm just being optimistic.
Okay. We know college basketball will still be around a week from Sunday.
Well, that we don't know. That we're not sure on.
All right. I mean, can you imagine how the reverberations in the entire sport was what must be being felt right now? Like, even not people like snared in this particular investigation, but have done some shady stuff, and no one really knows how deep this goes. I mean, can you imagine how anxious everyone is?
Right. Yeah, I think everybody's just kind of
like, if you've done something shady,
yeah,
and believe me, there are plenty of people who have. You have no idea what they know, what they don't know, how deep this goes. I mean, can you imagine what it's like in college basketball right now?
No. A lot of eggshells being walked on. I think
a lot of people trying to decide who would I throw under the bus.
Right.
Well, there's that.
There's a lot of that going on.
Now, just because this assistant coach was caught up in this and arrested and fired doesn't mean, certainly, that Mr. Underwood has any idea about any of what happened. I go back and forth on this. Do you believe that a head coach knows everything that goes on in a program?
No, I don't.
Do you believe that that's by choice or ignorance? I mean, do you think it's like, don't tell me, I don't want to know?
Mm.
Or is it, I really don't know?
I think so. I think a lot of it is, I really don't, just don't know.
I think the opposite.
Seems hard to believe, really? In basketball.
Okay.
What are we talking about, 15 players? I mean, it's not like a football team, you know, where you've got what, 80, 100? I mean, you know, you got 15. Is that right? Is that a college basketball roster, 15?
I think that's right, yeah.
Okay, roughly that ballpark anyway.
Yeah.
It's not football where you've got special teams, offense, defense.
And coaches for each of those special teams.
Yeah, right. I mean, you've got a pretty small group of people in the world of basketball, right? And I don't mean that you know every student, what they're doing at 12:30 at night. I mean, you can't be 24/7. You know, they do something stupid like we've had over the years. There's no way you can be at a bar with them at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, monitoring their behavior. But you gotta think that if a sneaker company and agents and all this stuff swirling around and you're taking money from these programs, and these businesses, I mean, you gotta feel like they at least are saying to themselves, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Ooh, I didn't see that.
Nope.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they decided with Rick Pitino.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what happened.
Now, could your assistant coach be doing something behind your back to line their own pockets that you're not aware of? Yeah, I guess so, right? I mean, that happens in life.
Right.
But I'm watching this whole thing unfold. I mean, it's the first time in my lifetime. Is there another time where the FBI, not the NCAA, but the FBI has come in and arrested people? I mean, like literally put them under arrest? Criminal charges?
Yeah, I don't
not sanctions,
it.
Not like you don't get to go to the tournament or you don't, you know, you lose some scholarships. I mean, literally, like, I mean, you are under arrest.
Right.
And then what does Adidas do? And if Adidas is doing this, do you believe the others aren't? I mean, do you think there's like a rogue, like Adidas is just this rogue sneaker company? I mean, do you remember watching that 30 mm-hmm. for 30 about the guy with Nike?
Yeah.
Soul Man? Is that what it was called?
Yes, it was.
Like spelled like S-O-L-L-E.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been like this sneaker industry, whether it's Nike, whether it's Adidas. I mean, who else is in it? Reebok to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I mean, who are the big ones?
Nike, Reebok, Adidas.
I thought there was another one that I was thinking of. But anyway, you know, with these huge deals and these athletes coming out of college and these programs, and why is it that the coaches can get paid by these people? I mean, if you're at the University of Illinois, is it just because that's the way the game is played? You know, I don't know. Who does the U of I use? Are they Nike people?
Yeah, Nike.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, I truly don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you basically get a deal, right, where the coach gets to line his own pockets and the players have to wear that equipment, you know, on the court.
Yeah.
And famously, what was the most famous, like, you know, obviously LeBron James, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan maybe the biggest flap ever when he went to the Olympics, and the Olympic sponsor was Reebok, but his sponsor was Nike, so he had to cover the logos on everything he wore because, you know, he was a Nike guy, even though you were playing for country. Just don't type so loud while your mic's hot.
Sorry.
Even though he was playing for his country, you know, he was in a spat over Nike versus Reebok, I think
right.
It was at the time.
That was more important than...
than, like, winning a gold medal for
yeah.
the United States of America. And he wasn't protesting. It was just all about the money. So, would you think... I mean, watching that 30 for 30, knowing what I know about human behavior, knowing what I know about the fan base and the pressure to win, knowing what I know about what everybody will do to cheat or not to cheat and how to play fair, and I mean, all you got to do is look at the baseball in the 90s. I mean, everybody was taking performance-enhancing drugs. Why? Because everyone was taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Level the playing
field. And so even the people who were, like, maybe questioning whether they should be doing it said, I got to do it because I can't compete if I don't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and
so it becomes one gigantic self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
And in this case, I don't think there's anybody that's claiming the NCAA. I mean, all of them. The presidents, the coaches, I think it's all, it's just been doing, they've been doing this for so long.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know that all of them do it. I'm not willing to make a blanket statement and say they all do it. But I am willing to say that when this happened, it's sort of just like kind of shining a light on what you think is there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, were you like stunned by any of this?
No.
Like, oh, my God, there's gambling going on here. I mean, it's not the scene in Casablanca.
Right.
Like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what you kind of suspect is going on. All this money. All the money to be had. These players get to the NBA. We're talking gazillions of dollars. The agents, the sneaker companies, the deals, the coaches, everybody, the competition to win, the pressure to win. The parent, oh, don't ever discount the family hanger-ons, the friends, the family. All of this, it's almost inevitable. I mean, it's almost like you would be shocked that this wouldn't be the case.
Yeah. I would be shocked if they didn't find this.
Isn't there just a way to do this above board and just regulate it?
You know, and you've got me sitting here thinking, I mean, we're federally regulated. We've got laws, you know, rules on the books that outlaw this very thing. And, you know, so maybe that is the way to clean it up.
Well, I mean,
you think their governing body would be able to do that, but they're also.
I mean, I've gone back and forth. I've gone back and forth. The NCAA is just a useless bureaucracy.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like Roger Goodell, the NFL, and all of these governing bodies. But I mean, I used to go. I mean, I have over the years gone back and forth about paying players versus like what the scholarship, you know, they receive for playing. You know, but if a guy is going to play for Calipari, right, for one year and then go to the NBA, does he care about that scholarship? He's not graduating.
No.
He's going to play his 1 year, and he's done, and he's going to the NBA. And I don't blame him. Why would you not, if you had that caliber of talent, want to do that? And then why shouldn't he? Why wouldn't the college just say, okay, we're going to get you prepared for that. Here's how you can sign an agent, a deal, and here's how you can put money aside for when you graduate, and here's how you can sign a deal with Adidas or Nike or whatever. Just do it all above board.
Yeah.
You know, the university's making all the money. They're selling all the tickets. They're getting all the, you know,
the
coaches
gear.
Are making all the money, doing all. Why not? I mean, I think that's where I am today on Friday, September 29th in 2017. Let's just pay these kids and be done with it. And I know that's the argument for like legalizing drugs is like getting the mafia and the cartels out of it and, you know, tax it and regulate it. And then everybody's a drug addict. I mean, I know it's a slippery slope, but this isn't drugs. These are kids playing basketball. And if they're getting paid anyway, make it above board and just be done with it. Time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. You know why? Well, the magic is in their beans.
Get fit for fall at The Disc, featuring a climbing wall, group fitness, sport courts, golf center, fitness center, stroller club, child care, and Decatur's largest indoor running track. And take advantage of The Disc's falling rates promotion. Just $31 a month for an individual or $42 for the whole family. Sign up by October 31st and pick your perk with a fitness or child care punch pass. The Decatur Indoor Sports Center. Friendly staff, great rates, and zero joining fee. Call 429-DISC today.
This is a taxpayer alert. Illinois' pension crisis is crushing the state, but a solution is right under state lawmakers' noses. For years, thousands of state university employees in Illinois have chosen to enroll in a 401k-style retirement plan that take politicians out of the retirement business, protect taxpayers, and give government workers a retirement they can control. To learn more, go to illinoispolicy.org. Brought to you by the Illinois Policy Institute.
Leaky roof? It's time to call the pros.
Hey, I'm the Rapid Roofer from Promax Construction. Let us fix that leaky roof.
Promax for roofs, because that's the truth. Promax for roofs, because that's the truth.
The best roofing and siding you will ever witness. The best warranties in the business. Gutters and windows, we know how to measure. Your house, your way, our pleasure.
217-424-8900.
217-424-8900. Promax comes, licensed, insured, a master shingler, haven't you heard? Fast installation for all your repairs. A family-owned business for 15 years.
Find us on the web at promaxconstruction.com.
Maxover LLC, DBA Promax Construction, roofing license number 104.016085.
Promax for roofs, because that's the truth. Promax for roofs, because that's the truth.
217-424-8900.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Marquee Coffee, Elvis Costello, I'm a happy guy. That stupid coach, Robert Redford, post reached like 13,000 people yesterday, and coach was overwhelmingly declared the winner of who's holding up better between him and Bob Redford.
Yeah.
Diane's at coach. Damn, what's wrong with Redford's face? Paul, it would be unwise for me to throw rocks. Coach by a mile. Coach, coach. Everybody's like, exclamation points. I'm sure he is probably walking a little taller.
Yes.
Because he just kicked the crap out of Robert Redford in an online poll on Facebook. I'm just saying.
I know.
Hey, the food drive is right around the corner, and literally a week from today, we'll be at the Kroger on US 36. And I shared this yesterday, but I wanted to point out the kids at Warrensburg Latham High School, their student council did a video, a food drive promo video.
Wasn't that something?
Did you see this thing?
It's really good.
It is.
They're bringing it.
They've already brought it. I mean, I thought this video was fantastic. You know, they did this like unprompted. I mean, this was just like mm-hmm. their own thing. Yeah. And you've been hearing from them, right? About
I don't want to give all the details. No, I'm not giving any details.
But they've been in communication with you.
Yes. They've got some big plans for the food drive. And it's funny. There was I would say about 5 years ago. Sorry, I had a cough. And about 5 years ago, they won because of one large donation that was made in their name.
They
won like the fifth place.
Okay.
And they were contacted and they were like, what? What are you talking about? And we're like, yeah, you got fifth place in this. And they're like, we didn't really even raise anything. Then they just got involved and it's snowballed. Now the whole district gets involved.
Yeah. So anyway, I posted this video on my Facebook page. It's also on Natticator's Facebook page. And we want to thank the Warrensburg Latham High School Student Council. They said, hey, Cardinal Nation, here's the food drive promo we've been dying to share. Thanks to ServPro, Decatur Foresight, The Perfect Pair Antiques and Salon. I'm not sure who else was in on this. We're teaming up to make this year's food drive bigger and better. Check out their pages for some great surprise promotions. And we hope to have you contribute to this awesome cause. Donations can be made to Warrensburg Latham at any office at the school, ServPro, or the Perfect Pair Antiques and Salon. See the attached flyers for each building goals, high school, middle school, and each will have their own goal, and we are confident they can reach them. And then so they've got their hashtag WL Card Pride, hashtag WLHS, WLMS. Anyway, it goes on and on, and please share it. It's a really cool video.
They're doing kind of an internal competition between the grade school, middle school, or, high school. And it's really exciting.
Yeah. You think did he use a drone on some of this video?
Maybe.
I don't know. Very dramatic. I like it. Very good. Kudos to all the student council there that was involved in putting that together. That's a pretty cool deal. All right, so go Cardinals. Tonight is high school football.
Mm-hmm.
And we've started our Real Men Wear Pink, which Jeff, again, has worn yellow.
Friday. Forgot all about it.
I know.
It happens.
We do a show at St. Mary's on a Wednesday, and you wear pink. And then now the two subsequent Fridays after that, you have just completely dropped the ball.
Yep,
and
whiffed again.
Yeah. Today, October is officially, the Real Men Wear Pink, but there's so many football games. So on the 29th tonight is Central A&M versus St. Teresa is the Real Men Wear Pink game, as well as Maroa Forsyth versus Athens, Argenta Oriana versus Cerro Gordo Bement, and Clinton versus Sullivan Okaw Valley. Those are your Real Men Wear Pink games tonight.
We will have that St. T Central A&M game for you on nowdecatur.com.
And why at this point are we playing a Cardinals game? Just out of curiosity.
It is not a Cardinal game.
Illini game?
It is the Illini game.
Nebraska? No. Okay, so tell me what's happening here with this convoluted, just go, I dare
Lord,
you to
I'm
try and
to
find our
myself.
Product
yeah,
tonight.
We love the Big Ten. Illinois and Nebraska will be on WSOY.
Okay.
And 95Q, our sister station, will air the St. T Central A&M game, and it will also be available at nowdecatur.com.
What about the Cards Cubs?
It's Milwaukee tonight.
So we're not playing the Cardinals game at all?
No, we're not carrying the game at all.
Okay. Couldn't put it on Hot 105 or something? I mean, why not just go for the perfect, run on this thing tonight?
After last night, do we really want to?
Hey, you hater. No, I don't think there's any reason. The Cubs eliminated in a perfect dagger to the heart way for Cardinals fans everywhere. Right. Not that I was holding on for some sort of miracle of hitting this wild card slot, but that was just an especially cruel way to do it.
Yeah. I kept loving social media posts, Facebook posts, optimism is okay, if the Rockies do this and the Dodgers, I'm like,
please. Yeah.
And that Aztec calendar thing happens. Right. Yes.
Yeah, if Venus aligns perfectly with, you know, yeah.
No. Not going to happen. So we got a little bit of a juggle going on here tonight. And then what is the ESPN game of the week?
That I will have to check, to tell you the truth. I really don't know off the top of my head.
I thought you were the program director of that station.
Supposedly.
Okay.
Sangamon Valley is also a Real Men Wear Pink game tonight.
I said that.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I did. I read the list I was given.
Yes, there was an addition. I got a call.
Okay, and who are they playing?
She did not know.
Wow, we're just full of information here today.
I'll track down that ESPN game for you if you like.
Keep pushing me, you all, and I'm going to bring Jessica back. We got to take a quick break. We get back the Byers and Company pet project on the way. Stay tuned. Here's Lindsay with your 3-day forecast.
Today, sunny skies, highs near 77 degrees. For tonight, clear, lows around 46. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 71. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 75. It's 47 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be certified pre-owned vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls, where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties. We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
I'm Chris Funk of Hickory Point Bank, inviting you to find out for yourself what our customers already know. When you bank at a locally owned bank, you can feel the difference. You can tell by the way you're greeted, you can tell by the way you're appreciated, and you can tell by the way that we make decisions that have a positive impact on the communities we serve. Come to Hickory Point Bank and feel the difference. We're local, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM. And 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning. It's time for the Byers and Company Pet Project. Each and every Friday, we feature adoptable pets from the Macon County Animal Control and Care Center, presented by the Decatur Macon County Animal Shelter Foundation. You can visit them at 2820 East Parkway Drive in Decatur, or online at dmcasf.org. Call them at 425-4508. They're open Monday through Friday. Noon to 5, Saturday, noon to 4. All right, tell me, we've got a dog, we've got a cat, as we do each and every week. You got Sadie, and you have Marvel.
Yes, Sadie's the dog. She's a black...
Black?
American Pit Bull.
Okay.
She's about a year old. She did have a home before, so she's very socialized and very friendly, but her owner couldn't care for her anymore, so she came to the shelter and needs a new home. She does well on a leash. She's got good manners, so she would really do well in any home.
Okay, good dog. Now, the leaves and all this stuff is just like a picture. She's not wearing that, right?
It is actually like somebody put like a garland around her.
Okay, don't do that.
I don't know why.
Okay. All right, the cat.
Marvel.
Yes.
I love this cat. This is a 2-year-old tabby that came in as a stray. Obviously was a scrappy one. Has a little scar on his nose.
Right on his nose.
Yeah, right on his nose. But very friendly. Loves to cuddle. So don't know if he had a home before, but he could sure use one because he's very social and you know, has that little scar and... super friendly.
All right. Now, there's been a serious uptick in cats and kittens at the shelter.
Oh,
they
yes.
have almost 200 available for adoption. So beginning tomorrow, all cats at the shelter may be adopted for a special adoption rate of $25. There are many, many wonderful, loving companion cats. come to the shelter, visit the kennel rooms and the cat colonies. The shelter is open Monday through Friday, noon to 5, Saturday, noon to 4. Adoptable pets from the shelter may be seen on the Decatur and Macon County Animal Shelter Foundation website. That's dmcasf.org. You can also see Marvel and Sadie right on our Now Decatur Facebook page. But there are close to 200 cats that are there right now. And $25, starting tomorrow, $25, you can take home a forever pet.
Including Marvel.
Yes. Cute.
I know. Super cute. I love that little scar.
He's got a very inquisitive face.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's an intelligent cat, I can tell you. Right?
Yes.
Can
definitely.
You just see the intelligence in his eyes?
You can.
Yeah, really. Now, does Sadie come with the garland? I mean, like the decoration?
I'm sure they can make that arrangement, yes.
Okay. Check out the photos at the Now Decatur Facebook page and head to the animal shelter. Starting tomorrow, $25 on the cat colony. Almost 200 of them. Just a serious explosion of the number of cats that are there. Over the last couple of weeks. You can visit them Monday through Friday, noon to 5, Saturday, noon to 4. They're closed on Sundays. And starting tomorrow, those cats, $25. 2820 East Parkway Drive, Decatur, or once again, dmcasf.org. dmcasf.org. Or just go to the Now Decatur Facebook page, and you can check out the link there. We got more food drive stuff to talk about here today. Preview of next week, and I want to give away some Brad Underwood tickets for the coaches show coming up a week from Sunday at the Hickory Point Golf Club, presented by Miller Lite and the Decatur Park District, along with NowDecatur.com and WSOY. I'll give away four pair to the first four callers at 875-1340. That's the first four callers at 875-1340. Tickets to see the new Fighting Illini men's basketball coach in person at the Hickory Point Golf Club, presented by the Decatur Park District and Miller Lite, and of course your friends here at NowDecatur.com. And WSOY. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to Buyers & Company. Friday edition rolls on. Stay tuned.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at NowDecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
6:59. Good morning, Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. The Decatur Police Department is partnering with Project Ava this Halloween season for their third annual Halloween boutique program by being a collection site for new and gently used Halloween costumes. Project Ava wants to help by bringing back their Halloween boutique program, and now through October 20th, they're collecting new and gently used costumes, size from toddler through youth size large, at the police department and at Giggles on Merchant Street. Costumes will be collected and dropped off at local schools, early childhood, and parents.